Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager, former executive of the year. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man. You there, Jim?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, I got you. Okay, thank you very much. Let me just start out, obviously, with the big news. Devers going to the Giants. What were your initial thoughts when you saw that trade?
Well, my initial thoughts were thinking back when Buster Posey was winning those three world championships, and he was always wearing a mask behind home plate, and I never understood why, but I guess it was because he was going to commit a robbery, and that's exactly what he finally did on June 15th of 2025. This is just an incredible, game-changing trade that will go down in history as one of the most lopsided trades in San Francisco Giants history. It's a game changer, and the first thing I felt was really relieved and happy for San Francisco Giants fans and the organization who tried for years to sign the big free agents, you know, whether it be Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani or Giancarlo Stanton or Carlos Correa, whatever it's been over the years. And Buster Posey found a way to do it without doing it in free agency. He found a way to do it with a trade. And look, this is an exciting time. I mean, the Giants have not had a left-hand power bat like this since Barry Bonds. He's hit 30 homers three different times in his career. He's going to do it again this year for the fourth time. You know, he's a 3.8 WAR player per 162 games. That's what he is. He's 28 years old in his prime. He can flat out hit, and he has a good personality too. So don't listen to what people are saying in New England about him, because this is a great, great kid. So I'm really happy for the Giants, and for Buster Posey's first big trade to be of this magnitude is just, it's amazing, because if you're Boston and you're going to trade Devers to San Francisco, you have to get the first baseman Aldridge. You have to get either Birdsong or Roop to start the deal. That has to be part of the deal. And for them to make the deal the way they did, it's incredible.
Jim, I mean, you're speaking our language and you're coming in hot, and I agree with you. And as a fan, I thought it was just me. And you look at the money, 8.5 years left, $255 million. We're trying to find any downside from the Giants making this trade, and it sounds like there's none. If I were to ask you that, how would you answer?
Yeah, I can. And I'll also add to this that Devers is underpaid for what he does. And, you know, people aren't talking about the $7.5 million that's deferred per year, right? That brings a net present value even lower than that. And you've got him in his prime years. That's the other best part of this deal. You're not taking him to age 40, 41 like the Manny Machado deal or some of these other contracts. So it's a really good deal for the player. And I think people shouldn't worry about position. You know, I don't think he's ever going to be a good defender. He's worth it for the bat. And you know, we look at Shohei Ohtani DHing for the Dodgers, or we look at Giancarlo Stanton DHing for the New York Yankees, and both of them are getting paid more than Devers. And so it's okay to pay a DH this kind of money when you have that kind of bat. And, you know, maybe he ends up playing first base for San Francisco, but even if he doesn't, even as the DH, you finally got a middle-of-the-order impact bat that's a game-changer. It's like what happened when the Cubs acquired Kyle Tucker in the offseason. Kyle Tucker changed the Cubs. He made the Cubs a first-place team. That's what he did. And you have a Giants team right now that is second to the Mets in team ERA. You got two aces at the top of the rotation that can run the table in October. You just didn't have the offense. You didn't have that big bat that when the team is slumping can carry you, and now you have it. So this was just a great trade. And look, for Boston, you got two failed starters. And look, I'm not saying Harrison someday 3 years from now might not develop into a middle of the rotation starter. If command and control comes, it's possible. Hicks is a middle reliever. That's what he is. You know, I like Tibbs. I think he has a plus hit tool and a plus power tool, but he is never going to be Devers. He's never going to be an all-star. He's never going to win a Silver Slugger or a Gold Glove. He's the best player Boston got in the trade. And the young kid, and the teenager that weighs 160 pounds in rookie ball, yes, he's got a good arm and he's blowing the fastball by people. You know, the odds on him making are probably somewhere between 1 and 3%. That's the odds. So at the end of the day, this was an absolute heist. It was a robbery. And we now know why Buster Posey was wearing a mask all those years. It wasn't because he was a catcher.
Jim Bowden joining us on 95.7 The Game. Longtime general manager, executive of the year. Let me ask you this, because we were talking about Buster Posey, and he's got a reputation, but he doesn't have any experience in the front office, and Giants fans have been used to kind of striking out on hitters for the most part, and now he's been here less than a year, and they've got Chapman under contract, they've got Adames under contract, and now they have Devers under contract. What, like, one can one guy just change the reputation, the perception, and the strategy of a team moving forward? Why is this all just galvanized now, do you think?
Well, the answer is yes, and it's because Buster Posey is a special human being. Let's keep in mind, Buster Posey has made enough money, he doesn't have to work the rest of his life. He's choosing to do this. This is a choice from a multimillionaire that has decided to give back to baseball and give back to San Francisco Giants baseball. He wants to do this for a living. And this is a huge job. This is a grind. This is not easy. And he has decided to go all in. He also came in without having all the answers. He came in with a collaborative approach. You know, he hired Zach Manassian to be the GM who had been there. He respects the scouts. He respects the analytic people. He listens to everybody. You can just tell in the conversations we've had with him. He'll pivot. If he has to pivot, he'll adjust. But he knows how to build a culture. He won 3 world championships as a player, and he knows what it's like in the clubhouse when you win. You know, if you'll notice, the Giants don't make a lot of quick moves under Buster Posey. He'll give players a runway. Now, he'll hold them accountable, ask Lamont Wade. Like, he'll hold you accountable, but he'll give you a longer pathway than most teams will because that's the culture he wants to build. And you're not going to see a team that's going to be wheeling and dealing and changing the roster and signing a lot of short-term deals or signing big contracts with opt-outs. That's not what Buster Posey's about. He's going to build togetherness. He's going to build that championship culture that he knows what it's like because he played on 3 world championship teams. He will always focus on starting pitching and relief and defense. He always will. But he also understands you've got to have some big bats in the middle to score enough runs without pitching and defense. And that's what he did with Devers and Adames. And by the way, Adames, I don't know if the fans are on Adames or not, but he'll be fine. Don't worry about him. Most guys, when they sign that big free agent contract, it's the second year they're with a team where they live up to what their accustomed level is. So don't worry about the slow start. He's fine. And Adames is one of those signings that's really significant in terms of what Buster Posey is about, because Adames brings high energy and enthusiasm to the ballpark every day. He's a positive influence, and he cares about teammates as much as he cares about himself. And that's a very important leadership element to have at shortstop.
Jim, we were just having a conversation, and my partner asked me about the expectations, and I said they've gone through the roof for me. I thought the Giants got off to a good start, but I didn't know if they had staying power. Can you share with us here in the Bay Area what you thought of the Giants before the trade and now the heights they can reach possibly with Rafael?
Well, I thought before the trade they were a wild card team. And I thought they were a wild card team because of the pitching and the defense and the development of some of the young pitching and the fact that, you know, Robbie Ray's got that changeup going. And so when you got him and Webb at the top and then you got Birdsong and Roop, you got a really good four-man rotation. You got Doval pitching better. And it's a decent defensive team for sure, especially when Chapman's out there. So I felt like this was a wild card team. Now I feel like it's a playoff team. So I'm not going to go as far as telling you I think they're going to beat the Dodgers and win the division. I think that's going to depend upon the health of Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell and Ohtani and that starting pitching the Dodgers have. Dodgers still have a better lineup top to bottom. That's not going to change. But are the Giants good enough to win the division right now? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Mm. And if not, they're a playoff team.
Jim Bowden joining us on 95.7 The Game, former MLB GM for 16 years. We're talking about Rafael Devers, who's now a San Francisco Giant. Jim, you're talking about Devers. You said he's a great kid. We're hearing a little different things now coming out of Boston, which isn't completely unexpected. But I guess my question is, if you're the Red Sox, how do you let a guy like this go? What did it come down to?
Well, we know when mankind doesn't live up to expectations, it's usually because of ego, right? When we fail as a country, usually an ego gets in the way somewhere rather than intelligence. And I think that's what happened in Boston. I think the egos got in the way from the front office to ownership in this situation. So let's go through how they got there. It started in the offseason when they didn't talk to Devers before they signed Bregman. They did not talk to Devers until after they signed Bregman and told him that he was going to be a DH. So the way they handled it, you alienated the player. And then it took the player a month to decide that, okay, I'll DH for you guys. And then the season started. He got off to a terrible start. He didn't hit it all those first 2 weeks. Then he accepted the position, and he crushed. I mean, he was arguably top two or three in baseball in the month of May. I mean, he and Aaron Judge were just dominating the American League in the month of May, both of them. And then you have the injury to Tristan Cassis, and they said, go play first base. And he's like, wait, no. No, I just went, no. And at that moment, the owner flew in, and he and Alex Cora met with Devers. Breslow talked to him, and they had no idea how to reach Rafael Devers. They didn't know how to communicate with him. They didn't understand him. And so they let their ego get in the way, and they said, okay, it's my way or the highway, dude. You gone. Bye-bye. You gone. And so, you know, they made a bad trade, and they lost their best hitter and best player. I mean, that's what they just did. I'm not going to make any excuses for them. This is a huge mistake by them. And by the way, if you're going to trade Devers, shop them. They didn't shop them to all 29 teams. They shopped them to some, or they talked to some teams, San Diego, Atlanta. There were some conversations. But I've had multiple GMs tell me that they had no idea. They were totally shocked, and that Boston had never talked to them about Devers. And one team in particular would have made a play on them. And so the other thing, too, is I think if you waited to July 31st, Buster Posey, you know, he may have given you the first baseman. He might have. Wow. I don't know if that's a fact, but it's possible at the last hour. But they wanted him gone, and they wanted to show everyone who's boss, and they thought it was a bad influence on the young players that they wouldn't do exactly what they said. And look, I had two examples when I was a GM, right? I had Alfonso Soriano, who I acquired, and I needed him to play left field. And he didn't want to. He only wanted to play second, but I had Jose Vidro there. So I forced him to play left, and he said he was going to quit. And I said, then quit. I'll put you on the restricted list. I won't pay you. Go home. That's fine. You won't get the free agency. You won't get paid, but go home. But if you want to stay here, I need you to play left. He ended up playing left. He hit 40 homers and stole 40 bags and sent me a nice thank you note the next year. Tony Fernandez, I signed him. Tony, you got to play third base because I had Barry Larkin at shortstop. I don't want to play third base. Like Soriano, he wouldn't talk to me for 2 months. He would look the other way. He would give me angry looks all the time. He played Gold Club third base.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We ended up finishing in first place at the end of the season. And so, you know, at the end of the day, if you were the Red Sox, you should have forced him to play first if that's what you wanted to do. And if he didn't do it, it didn't make them do it because the contract doesn't say the players get to pick where they play. That's not in the contract. They have to play wherever the employer tells them to play, period. It's not discussion. But the Red Sox didn't handle it that way. So all of this comes on them, and it's their loss. and it's the San Francisco Giants game. So how much better do the crab cakes taste or the garlic fries taste right now in San Francisco? They taste so much better.
Man, Jim, you're on fire being so expansive with your answers, because I was going to ask you, a guy with 16-plus years in the front office and executive of the year, and you kind of just answered, what would Jim have done if you were in that situation when they were even thinking about making this move? And on top of that, Jim, can you share with us, now that the Giants do have, the luxury of watching Devers play baseball in their uniform, how much pressure, if any, is on Melvin to kind of make sure they do what we just talked about, make the playoffs and kind of go on a run?
Yeah, so in terms of, if I was in Boston, I would have let him DH. I don't think he's a great defender. I know he can hit, and if it was okay for David Ortiz to DH in Boston and win world championships, then it would be okay for Rafael Devers to DH and win world championships. That's what I would have done. And by the way, if I was in San Francisco and I was Buster Posey or Zach Manassian, I would have popped champagne like I did when I traded for Ken Griffey Jr., because these are the kind of trades that are just franchise changing. So that was pretty exciting. Now, in terms of pressure, I guess just being a former GM as long as I was, you know, I don't put that on managers. Managers can only be as good as the team that's in front of them. Melvin's won manager of the year multiple times in both leagues. I'm not worried about the way he manages the team. The pressure's on the players. They're the ones that play the game. They're the ones that have to win. And the expectations, without a doubt, to me, are they're going to have to play in October baseball. And I have a lot of confidence that this group is going to play in October baseball. I love the way this team has been built. I love the energy. I love the blend of youth and veterans. Most importantly, I love the pitching staff, and that's going to play. And you've got a president of baseball ops in Buster Posey that really understands how to get hitters out, and his expertise and quiet leadership and light whispers to Pat Bailey and the other catchers are difference makers for the Giants. So I don't look at it as pressure. I look at it as, let's enjoy this ride, because this ride is going to take us into October, baby.
Jim Bowden joining us on 95.7 The Game, former MLB general manager. Let me just real quick ask you about, you know, Buster Posey and how a trade like this comes together. We had Zach Manassian on yesterday, and he said, you know, we touched base with him maybe 3 weeks ago or so, and that seemed to be maybe the time when Devers said, yeah, I'm not really into first base. Is that how it comes about? You know, you make a call, what's going on there in Boston? How you feeling about Devers, and then it just builds over time, or does it come together quickly?
Every trade is different, right? When I made my Ken Griffey Jr. trade, it took years, and it took multiple GMs from Seattle side before I got a deal done. It literally took years. And then I remember I made a deal with Billy Beane, a very small deal once, but I'm at Petco Park having a fish taco. And Billy called me up and he said, you know, will you do player X for player Y? It was a couple of outfielders, Ryan Langerhans and Ryan Snelling. And I said, yes. And he said, do you want to check with your owner first? I said, nope, deal's done. Let's go. When do you want to announce it? 10 minutes. So that, and then I made a deal with John Schultz when I traded Roberto Kelly for Deion Sanders. I called up John and asked him, I said, look, your lineup is too left-handed, mine's too right-handed. You want to do Kelly for Deion Sanders? And he said, yes. So I've had really quick deals, and I've had deals that took months or deals that took years. They're all different. I think the best thing the Giants did was their due diligence, touch base with Boston, let them know they had interest in Devers. And then all of a sudden, when an ego got in the way from an owner or a GM and they wanted to move the player and they wanted to do it quietly like the Mavericks did with the Lakers with Luka Doncic, and they didn't want it to leak out and they wanted to surprise the world, look what the Giants did. If it had leaked out, you probably don't get Devers, because if it leaked out, other teams would be piling the phone calls on to Boston. Teams like Seattle, the Cubs, I mean, all kinds of teams would have jumped in on that opportunity.
No doubt. Jim, let me ask you this, and I want to throw any rocks at Farhan, but you mentioned Buster Posey. You guys were talking about him, and rightfully so. We're excited. Do you think, Jim, this deal gets done if there were no Buster Posey?
I don't. I think this is a Buster Posey deal. I think he and Zach Manassian, who appear to have a great relationship, I think the ownership plays a big part, and I think Buster Posey's leadership plays a big part because he understands, you know, one of the things that's sometimes hard to explain to owners when you're trying to make transactions or deals of this magnitude, they sometimes have a hard time understanding all the issues, and they might have struggled with Devers refusing to, you know, go to DH initially and refusing to go to first, and why would Boston and all those kind of things. And Buster's experience in a calm way, I think he's got the trust of ownership to let him make those final decisions. And I think that's huge. I'm not sure if Farhan would have had as easy a job getting it approved, but I don't know that as a fact.
Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Great stuff.
Man, people are excited out here, and you made them more excited.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Jim Bowden, MLB analyst, insider for CBS Sports, also worked for The Athletic, former MLB GM for 16 years. And he says it was He said it was a straight up swindle.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.